Hello and welcome to XR Connections episode 11. XR Connections is a podcast about extended reality, augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality. And today we have an interview with Dan Zaitsev. Dan has started a community for augmented reality creators called CatchR, CatchR. And we're going to get right into the interview. Thank you for listening. Following is an interview with Dan Zaitsev of CatchR.
Okay, we are here with Dan Zaitsev from CatchR, an augmented reality community that has just been launched. I'm speaking to Dan. He is calling from Kyiv in Ukraine. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Liam. How are you? I am good. Thank you so much. Thanks for this opportunity to talk to you. I really appreciate it. Hello, everyone.
It's my pleasure, Dan. As we've spoken about, the podcast is called XR Connections, and it's about connections. And I love what you are doing with the AR community that you've developed with CatchR. We want to learn all about that. But first, can you tell us a little bit about your background in augmented reality, how you got started, and what was the AR experience that really made an impact on you and made you want to get into this world?
So thanks for those questions. Yeah, first of all, you know, I'm like a tech guy that have approximately 10 years of working experience in the startup industries, in the big product companies. So my background is about like a product and marketing management, but it was more about B2B and B2C and social products. But approximately 6 years ago, I started working on Google Glasses applications. And it was just experimenting. I tried to use it, just tried to create something, even learn it a little bit how to coding and so on. But after that, you know, like a Google Glass was just only the beginning of my augmented reality journey. And I didn't feel that augmented reality was ready for that. And time to time, I'm just checking what's going on with augmented reality space and continued working with my B2B and B2C segments. But after that, I joined Luxury Startup that was acquired by Snapchat later for $150 million. It was one of the biggest deals between Ukraine and the United States. It was covered by different sources such as TechCrunch, CNET, and so on. I was not co-founder. I just joined it like a product marketing manager. However, it was a nice experience to learn how to build augmented reality products, how to scale them, how it works, and so on. I even was and visited lots of times Silicon Valley and lived in New York for 1.5 years when I raised some investments for my own augmented reality startup named Roar. It allows to build own augmented reality experiences through website even without any technical skills. So you can just simply sign up and just drag and drop different digital content to build your AR experiences. I was working in this space lots of time, and during this time I was thinking that currently augmented and mixed reality have a huge potential, but it's very raw, people not ready to use it, and it's like difficult to scale both those technologies. And the problem that I felt that people need something to build community around augmented and mixed reality. So one day I just was thinking about that it would be cool to create something, you know, for people that they can share their experiences, augmented reality experiences, knowledge, feedback, ask questions, provide some feedback, and, you know, like build whole community and knowledge base for augmented and mixed reality. So, and I came up with the idea to create Catcher. The last year I was the solo founder. I even a little bit learned React.js, Node.js, and so on. It was a big challenge for me because I didn't have much more experience in building web applications, but I have friend who helped me regarding server side and a little bit with front end development, and so I've built the first version. I started receiving some submits of augmented reality experience and content, and people start sharing information about the platform, but the first version was only about like a project, and after like 6 or 7 months I realized that you know, because I started talking to different people through social media, through LinkedIn, and one of the biggest problem that I found that they would like to expose themselves, but they don't know how to do it because they have a perfect augmented reality portfolio, some cool projects, but they don't know where and how to share it, how to improve their skills, how to find the new customers, and how to monetize their augmented reality skills. So I came up with an idea to transform 1.0 version into 2.0 version, and we build this like a web community-based startup. This summer I met some tech guys, and we have like 3 of us right now. Me as hustler who is doing management, marketing, driving the community, talking about business development and so on. We also have my friend, he's like a CTO, Dmitry Zalatar, and he's driving all backend and front-end side. And we also have Sergey, he's helping us with user experience and user interface design. Yeah, so we launched 2.0 version approximately 2.5 months ago. We reached a nice feedbacks feedback, and so people started using it. I was surprising, you know, how it started to grow. So, and for the last 3 months approximately, we raised around 1,500 signups, and around from these numbers around 1,000 creators and lots of new projects there.
Fantastic. Dan, so tell us a little bit about the structure of the community, how it's set up. That's an amazing that you've got that many members in 2 months. I remember seeing the call for applications on Twitter, and that was about 2 months ago. And I am receiving your newsletters that are highlighting work done by creators. The community is for AR creators. So tell us a little bit about what they can do there, who it's for, and what they can expect when they join as a member.
First of all, this platform was built for augmented reality creators and companies a little bit, and studios who would like to share their augmented reality portfolio and be found through the social medias, through the search engines, and just to help to scale augmented reality in general. And it's also a great platform for people who'd love to discover some different augmented reality lens apps and campaigns. And I think it can be even useful for everybody because, since augmented reality and mixed reality quickly going and scaling, so people just can discover useful augmented reality apps, experiences, and maybe thinking about how to build something on, especially that latest trends that brands love to use augmented reality to engage with their audience and to deliver some engaging content and so on. And yeah, it's opening the huge possibilities and opportunities to the solo individuals and creators who would like to jump into this niche and start to build something on, especially thanks to Spark AR, Lens Studio, and so on. Because, you know, based by using these tools, they can create own augmented reality experiences within maybe like a week or something like that.
I've seen in your weekly digest that's a lot of what you're posting are these lenses. Talk a little bit more about that, because I think it's great that someone can develop and design one of these lenses or filters. And what I've seen on the platform is that you're able to view a small video. Let us know what the creator is able to do to present their work.
Yeah, so first of all, since we are building curated community, we have some validation processes of the content, because, you know, like we are focusing on augmented and mixed reality only right now. Mm-hmm. And so creators can just simply sign up, create their profile, we'll see their registration on our platform, we can approve them, and they can share their experiences, tutorials, and other related content to augmented and mixed reality. We have some handy form that they can fill. It's more about like a name of their augmented reality project, description, how to use it, because we also think that Catchr can help basic users to learn how to use specific projects, because sometimes they don't know what to scan, how to point their cameras, and what to do next. So they can add some descriptions, they can add some tutorials how to use their projects. And what I think also useful that we are automatically generating the QR codes, so people can just unlock augmented reality lenses and filters by scanning QR codes from their laptops and or desktop screens. It's like a small feature, but it's very useful. Otherwise, if they're just using mobile phones, they just can click on the get button and lens will be opened.
That is a great feature. And one of the other features that I liked about the community is that you are categorizing things by the platform, and also in categories such as this is e-commerce, this is food and beverage, this is gaming, this is education.
Yeah, you know, this is like a very tough to sort everything and to make like a moderation of all of that. But this is our goal, to build quality and curated community, you know, that's like it can be useful and helpful for everybody. And regarding categories specifically that was designed for different technologies, we are calling them like a sub-communities. Mm-hmm. For example, for Lens Studio, for Spark AR. Yeah, this is the whole vision. We'll customize each specific communities a little bit later, maybe in the next 2 or 3 months, because right now we should deliver much more important features. But yeah, our main idea that creators will be, you know, will work through some specific and small communities based on their interests. This is our goal and vision.
Fantastic, Dan. So you got 1,500 members now. What are your plans for 2020?
Well, we are working on additional features. We'll introduce shortly the a new news feed where users can just quickly share something. Again, it's all, everything will be only about augmented reality. All posts will be related to augmented reality and mixed reality. And also we are working on, we would like to work more closely with augmented reality creators and, you know, create some ecosystem with the best creators, or help some young and potential guys to scale their projects, to attract more attention to their augmented reality portfolios and profiles. So yeah, our main goal is to drive all those creators. And the second one I think we'll start working more closely with different companies, such as maybe Magic Leap, Apple, Apple that released the ARKit, Google and the ARCore, and so on. And maybe we'll find the ways how people will use Catchar to scale both these technologies. Mm-hmm. This is our term for nearest 2 or 3 months.
Very good, very good. So looking back, Dan, over 2019, what would you say from your perspective were the biggest developments in AR over this past year?
Well, I think, first of all, this is a new version of ARCore by Google and ARKit by Apple. And because they introduced lots of new cool features and also HoloLens 2. I'm not sure it was released this year or previous year, but they also did lots of new improvements and lots of cool features. I believe that the guys from Magic Leap and HoloLens, they are changing our future. And someday we'll not talk with you through laptops and desktops. It will be definitely augmented reality, augmented reality holographics and so on. So yeah, I think this most of all coolest was happening right now, and especially that everybody can start experimenting with augmented reality. You know, because previous years you should learn more about Unity, 3D, and so on. But right now, thanks for different editors such as SparkER, Roar, Lens Studio and other companies that deliver this ability to create something through their handy editors. So it's yes. Opening lots of potential, and especially, guys, I would recommend you to use these editors so you can minimize your risk, Do not spend lots of time to learning and so on. Just use the editors, prototype something, and validate your ideas. And I think it's very cool what's going on right now.
That is very good advice, Dan. And yes, I agree with you. Next year, when I catch up with you and we talk about what happened with Catchar in 2020, I will be sitting in a virtual room in Kiev with you.
Yeah, I hope so.
Or maybe you can come to Brooklyn. But I think we will be all doing that eventually. I think you're right. And yes, this year was remarkable with the occlusion, with WebAR, with not having to download an app. It's really been very exciting. So Dan, as we also spoke about earlier, the podcast is about connections, and we learned that I found out about you and Catchar through the wonderful Aiden Wolf of Doodle Lens, who was the first interview I had on this podcast. So that's how these connections work. Who are you following? Where do you go to get your AR insights and information?
This is a good question. So, first of all, I also know Aiden. if he hears us, I would like to say hi to him. By the way, I really love what Aiden does with his app. It's amazing. I believe that he started from something small, but it's going viral day to day. And he's delivering very cool features related to augmented reality. I think he has a cool vision that copying something from the physical world into digital world through augmented reality is the goal, because right now we have lack of ecosystem and digital content that can be used in augmented reality experiences. So transforming objects from physical world into digital is also a long-term goal. And regarding other guys that I am following, recently I met Oscar from Chile. He's one of the Visionaire, who is driving augmented reality in Chile. We are talking to him about potential collaboration or something like that, because we think that different regions have like lots of opportunities, you know, but they are unlocked right now, and this is the problem. So if we'll find some like guys who will drive the vision in those regions, I think it can be huge. And also, like, I'm following different, like, the solo creators who are submitting their augmented reality lenses and filters, you know. And it's more about, like, for example, I met, like, Casey Pollock, and he's, like, doing lots of stuff. He submitted to our directory around 7 different projects, right? And, yeah, so I'm just keeping touch what's going on with augmented reality industry, and also I'm trying to talk to guys from Magic Leap and to maybe find some ways how we can work with them or collaborate, and at least like learn about their next steps and vision, because like Magic Leap is also a game changer.
Yes. All right, thank you, Dan. And Dan, how do people find you?
Well, first of all, you can use the catcher. You can find their section about us, and feel free to visit it. You can find all information there, or just visit my personal website, danzaitsev.com, and you can find all contacts over there.
Great, and I'll just add a couple of things. It's catchar, CATCHAR.io, and everyone should know that you can join the community. You do not have to be a creator, but you can join the community. That's how I did it. I am as an enthusiast or someone who's interested.
Yeah.
So you can join, and I would recommend everyone does, because then you will get Dan's digest and you will see what people are creating. And I think this is a great opportunity for, as you said, these solo creators who now they have a forum where they can share what they're doing. And, you know, I'll go back to Aiden. That's what he is. You know, that is a guy just with an idea and making it happen. Here with Catchar, we have an opportunity to share them.
Right.
So, Dan, thank you very much. I hope you have a great holiday, and I'm wishing you all the success with Catchar. For 2020, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be following you.
Thanks, Liam. Appreciate for your time and for this opportunity to talk to you. Bye-bye, everyone. Let's keep in touch, and good luck.
And thank you to Dan for that interview. Again, check out Catchar at catchar.io. Thank you for listening to episode 11 of XR Connections. I'm your host, Liam O'Malley. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can write to me, liam@marsandmercury.com. We recorded the podcast with Logic Pro X with a Focusrite interface, and we used Skype for the recording. We published the podcast through Anchor, and the music is by Dr. Mars. We will have an episode 11 before the end of the new year, but I will take this time to wish you all happy holidays, and again, thank you for listening. Please get in touch. Thank you. Are you there? I've been searching so long.